Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fourth. The DH, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Marshall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Nehring. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dana Kiecker. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting third. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fourth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Terry Shumpert. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Storm Davis. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Boggs hits a line drive for a single. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota juggles the ball. That's an error on Pecota. Boggs moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Greenwell hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Reed moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Greenwell moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Eisenreich. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Eisenreich steals second. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eisenreich moves to third. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Burks. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Eisenreich scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Kirk Gibson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to third. Two outs. Warren Cromartie batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kiecker fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nehring hits a pop-up towards first. Cromarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Greenwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Reed moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McFarlane strikes out. 2 outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Gordon now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks strikes out. 1 out. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Shumpert hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Eisenreich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. Pecota takes first base on ball 4. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Boggs hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McRae. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Greenwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boggs scores. Reed moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jack Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kiecker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Shumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. Shumpert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. Nehring hits a pop-up towards first. Cromartie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Boggs is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reed is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Reed hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pecota hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eisenreich moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull strikes out. 1 out. Tony Foss is now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foss fields it and throws to first for the out. Eisenreich moves to third. Pecota moves to second. 2 outs. Russ Moorman pinch hits for Warren Cromartie. Russ Moorman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moorman hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman now playing first base. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McRae, who is chasing the ball. Greenwell reaches third base with a triple. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-3 in the game. Burks strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Gray now pitching. Carlos Quintana now playing first base. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quintana scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 0-for-3 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-3 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shumpert is 0-for-2 in the game. Shumpert hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Eisenreich hits a line drive beyond second. Reed can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Terry Poehl pinch hits for Bill Pecota. Terry Poehl is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Poehl strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Eisenreich moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Zuvella now playing third base. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Jack Clark. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-4 in the game. Burks strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorman hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gary Thurman pinch runs for Kurt Stillwell. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McFarlane is hit by the pitch. Thurman moves to second. David Howard pinch runs for Mike McFarlane. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.